Radio Riva, Brighton Festivals Now. All of the news, reviews, and what not to miss at Brighton Festival with Melissa Dennett and Rebecca Sandals. On Radio Reverb 97.2 FM, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.
You listen to Radio Reverb 97.2 FM on DAB and online at radioreverb.com. I'm Melissa Dennett. This is Monday's Brighton Festival special. We are here Monday to Friday during the festival, 5 to 6pm, repeated 10pm the same night and 9am the next day.
And I'm Rebecca Sandals. And for the next 3 weeks, we'll be looking behind the scenes at the Brighton Festival, meeting some of the performers, creators and people who make it happen.
And today we're looking back at Saturday's Children's Parade.
We'll be hearing about an unusual way to tell the story of two refugee boys.
Finding out about a concert where the audience joined the performers on stage.
We'll be learning what's in store for younger festival goers.
Visiting a photography exhibition of Marley and Ironworkers.
And we'll be hearing from this year's guest artistic director, Rokia Traore.
That's all in the next hour here on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. Rebecca, it hardly seems like a year since we were last here.
I know, regular Radio Reverb people must think they've sort of just fallen asleep and woken up a year later. We're back. We're back with the festival show. And once again, it's sort of, I open the programme, I'm like, what's in here?
I know.
Ploughing through, sort of looking and working out the gems. And the more I look at it, the more I'm like, oh, actually, that looks good.
Well, that is one of the things that we're aiming to do here, because we're going to lead you gently but firmly by the hand behind the scenes.
Are you talking to me or the listener?
No, the listener, everybody? Not you. Okay. I'm not going to touch you.
Just checking.
Crikey. This is a chance. Now we're going to go behind the scenes to find some of the people who are involved in the festival. So the organisers, the artists, the creators, the producers, and we're going to give you the inside track on what's happening in the festival. Because like you, I look at that programme and I think, well, that might be interesting, but I really don't know what's happening. So we are going to be finding out what is really going on behind the scenes at the festival this year.
Well, and also sometimes I've looked at the programme this year in particular. There's lots of unknown artists and things that are new to me, and some of the performances themselves are quite complex in the way they're staged or done, so it's actually not really understanding what this is that's happening.
Well, that's what we're here for today. And as ever, the Children's Parade, of course, kicked off the festival this year with thousands of children from local schools taken to the streets along with the usual drummers and samba bands. This year's theme is folk tales from around the world, and it was inspired by guest artistic director Malian performer Rokia Traore. And as ever, I was there. Here we are at the start of the annual Brighton Festival, and as usual, the Children's Parade kicks it off in great style. The sun's shining on the parade today. Couldn't have wished for a better day for it. So this year, the theme is folk tales from around the world. I've seen some papier-mâché birds going past. There's a globe passing me as I speak now. There's a moon and stars and some rather fantastical animal heads coming, and a giant monkey. Brilliant day to open up the Brighton Festival. And thousands of people out here on the streets of Brighton celebrating the Children's Parade and the start of the 2019 Brighton Festival. And I've just bumped into Pippa Smith, who is one of the people who makes this happen every year. Pippa, what a fantastic day.
What an amazing parade. Isn't it a great theme? I wasn't sure about folk tales from around the world, but we might have known that the schools would run with it. I've got to go back and look up all the stories now, because I've lost track of the, seeing animals and birds and characters from all over the world, which is what we intended. I think it's really worked. I love this year's theme.
I love the tiger that just went past. That was amazing. I mean, the amount of work that goes into this, the amount of work that the children and the teachers do.
Yeah, I've just had the honour of giving that tiger a golden ticket, which means it's been invited to spend the whole of Brighton Festival in the Dome foyer, being admired by all our audiences.
Pippa, have a brilliant day. Congratulations on another tremendously successful Children's Parade.
They made it, not me. Thank you.
I'm here with Andrew Conven from the Brighton Festival, overlooking the scene as the Children's Parade passes along New Road. What a spectacle.
It's brilliant, isn't it? I mean, every year, but every year better and better as well. The fact that every school in the city has come together, and that doesn't mean just every school, it's the kids, it's the parents, the carers, the head teachers, all of the teachers, and the wonderful Same Sky pulling this together. It's more and more impressive. And to see all of these different stories portrayed in such a imaginative ways. There was a monkey that walked past just a minute ago.
I saw that. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was great. So, no, it's a real thrill, and the festival's here, and we're kicking off.
And Rocky's input into the children's parade today, of course, is really important.
It's great, isn't it, that at the heart of this festival is that whole notion of storytelling and storytelling from different cultures, and that the children's parade have taken that on and then really found stories to tell from all parts of the world, I think is a really great symbol.
Yep, the opening of the Brighton Festival, the Children's Parade once again. Andrew Comben from the Brighton Festival talking there, and we heard earlier then from Pippa Smith. We'll be hearing more from Pippa Smith later on in the programme. She's going to be talking about some of the children's events to look forward to in the 2019 Brighton Festival.